Our final performance this evening will be called Kirtan. Kirtan is a Sanskrit word which means the glorification of God by singing His holy name. Of course, God is one, there's one God, but He has many names in different languages of the world. Just like the sun. There's one sun. But in different parts of the world, they call the sun by different names. So similarly, there's one God, but in different languages, we have different names for God. If you were to go to India for your vacation, instead of Pobirova, if you went to India for your vacation, you wanted to refer to God, you'd have to say the name Krishna. Krishna is a very appropriate name for the Lord because it means the most attractive or the most beautiful person. And the ancient scriptures of India and the great self-realized sages, they explain that actually God is absolute, so He's present in the sound of His name. In the material world, an object and the name, they're different. For example, if I want to quench my thirst and I say water, 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 the name water and water are different. I don't quench my thirst. But God's very merciful. He's present in the sound of His name. So if you say Hare Krishna, you're actually having the association of the Supreme Lord. And actually, we're all hankering for that association. At one time, we were all in the spiritual world with the Lord. But for one reason or another, we've come to the material world where we're separated from God. We foolishly try to find our happiness in material things. But material things can't give us any lasting happiness. They're here today and they're gone tomorrow. Actually, what we're hankering for is really the happiness that we experience in associating with God. Of course, someone can say, that's impossible because God is so far away. That's true. We're in the material world and He's in the spiritual world. But by His mercy, He's also very near. How is He near? Again, He's present in the sound of His name. So you'll see in a few moments when we sing these names of God in Sanskrit language, how happy these boys and girls become. Why will they become so happy chanting Hare Krishna? Because the Lord is non-different than His name, and He's the most joyful person. In our Western culture, we often depict God as being very old and gray-haired and, you know, little sickly, holding up the earth, and we mistakenly think of Him like this. But the Vedic scriptures describe that although God is the oldest person, He's the Father of all creation, nevertheless He's eternally youthful. He doesn't have a material body like you or me. He has a spiritual body which is ever youthful, and he's always blissful. So if you're associating with God like we should be, you also become very happy. And I think we can all agree, this is one thing that everyone in this world can agree. We differ on so many things. Here's one thing we can all agree: we want to be happy. Therefore, the ancient Vedic scriptures of India, they recommend this process of kirtan, or chanting Hare Krishna, as the easiest and most sublime means of awakening our love for God in this age. And although this chanting of Hare Krishna originated in India, it's not meant just for Indian people. It's meant for Polish people, German people, English people, American people, Japanese people. Because ultimately all of us are spiritual beings, we're part of God's family. In the ultimate sense, we're not Polish or German or American or Japanese. That's not who we really are. We're spiritual persons. We're part of God's family. So therefore it's been seen that all over the world, people who chant this song, they immediately become happy. Don't think, oh, this is something from India. It won't make me happy. No. In your country, here in Poland, everyone likes pizza. But pizza was not invented in Warsaw. Pizza comes from Italy. But Polish people love pizza. So even if something comes from another country, but it's good for you, what to speak of chanting God's name, you can embrace it and you can become happy. So we're going to show you how sublime, how happy this process is of chanting God's name. And you can chant with us. You've already seen how nice it is. You saw us on the beach. You saw us on the streets. The same song over and over and over again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some of us have been chanting for 30 or 40 years. We never get tired of it because it's a transcendental sound vibration. It's spiritual. It comes from the spiritual world. If you take some song that you hear on the radio, your favorite, you know, group, your singing group, that you can sing it for a few days, a few months, but then you get tired of it because it's a material sound vibration. It doesn't touch the heart, the soul. But this chant, this song, it touches the soul. It wakes the soul up. It makes the soul happy because it brings us in contact with God. So we're going to chant for you now. And it's going to get very blissful. You're going to see these boys and girls dancing. You're going to see the children also dancing. That's the effect of this chanting. But every time we conclude our festival like this, I always look out in the audience and I see some people, they're trying to chant with us. But they don't know all the words. So tonight, I'm going to teach you the words. And you can try to chant along with us and see if you can experience the same joy. Dobrze? Okay, so I'm going to teach you the song two words at a time. And you can repeat after me. Okay, are you ready? Okay. Hare Krishna. Well, they did better in Reval. We were there 2 days ago. Okay, a little more enthusiasm. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Okay, good. Now look at the person sitting next to you, see if they're smiling. You see how nice it is. Okay. Some of you are a little shy, so we'll chant one more time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Cinque bardzo. Thank you. We're also going to have a little dance competition for the children. We like to think of this as a family event. And we have 10 silk saris here. I brought these back from India. I was there a couple of months ago in Bombay. I brought back these silk saris. So we have 10 saris, and the 10 best girls, little girls who dance, we're going to call them on the stage, and we're not only going to give them, we're going to dress them in a sari, and they can take it home with them, keep it all year for next year's Festival of India. Okay, and if you don't win tonight, tomorrow we're giving 15 saris. Okay, and the best boy dancer, because the boys can't wear the saris, the best boy dancer gets this beautiful flower garland. Which brings good luck. So the boys can also dance? Okay, so here we go.